I'm talking with Chris Boyd, host of Think, heard weekdays at 2 p.m. here on WEKU. Chris just finished a live broadcast from our Lexington partner studio, Dynamics Productions. The focus was the opioid epidemic, and her guests were epidemiologist April Young and Dr. Laura Fanucchi from the Center on Drug and Alcohol Research at the University of Kentucky. I listened in and watched and thought you would be interested in hearing about what goes on behind the scenes of this program. Chris Boyd was kind enough to hang around for a few minutes after the show to speak with us, and we thank you, Chris.
I'm delighted to be here.
And first, congratulations are in order. I understand that the list of stations across the country that are carrying Think has been growing in recent weeks.
We're up to 69, I think, by the end of this month.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And how many states are you in?
9 states.
So if you would tell us about the philosophy that drives and guides this program, how have you made it distinctive among public radio interview shows?
There are a lot of really excellent news shows in public radio. There are a lot of shows that do interviews. What we like to do is take the things that people are already talking about and look at them from perhaps a different angle, or try to understand why they're happening, or take a very contrarian view of the issue altogether. So I'm always interested in why rather than what happened. Why did something happen? What if something different took place? And so that's sort of the guiding philosophical question of the show is why.
Okay, let's really go behind the scenes. Tell us about your support team.
Oh, well, we have a fantastic crew. Here on this trip, Stephen Becker, the producer of the show, is with me. Back home, we have another producer, Paige Phelps, and an assistant producer, Anna Perez. And in the studio for us doing engineering is Nilofer Arsala, and that's our team.
And as we were listening to the Friday broadcast, you did take calls. But they weren't coming into the Lexington studio, right? They were coming back home in Dallas.
Yes, it's an amazing kind of routing thing. They go through a router and a call screener in our studios in Dallas, and then they are broadcast to my computer, sent to my computer, so I can sort of choose from the list and pull them up from here.
And do your screeners have a particular criteria that they use when they're choosing who gets to be on the show and who to avoid?
We want to help people ask their questions or make their statements in a way that will make them concise and understandable to everyone else who's listening. So the screeners are trying to help callers formulate a good statement or a question that sort of works on the air. When we have the kinds of shows where people might call in and disagree with a guest, we welcome people to have dissenting opinions. We just want them to be polite, and most people are completely understanding of that.
Now, I'm sure that among the 60-plus stations that are airing the show, some are automated.
Right.
And, of course, that means that you have to be very precise in your timing, which means hitting those two-minute breaks right on the mark, pretty much. So how does that impact the flow and the arc of the interview that precedes that break? You must be thinking about that.
It's really helpful for me. I think of the show as having three distinct segments. And, I want there to be almost a narrative arc throughout the hour. So in the first segment, I like the idea that we're setting up the interview, the problem, whatever the question is. In the second segment, we sort of get to the meat of things. And then in the third segment, depending on the subject, I might get to questions that are a little more out there, a little more challenging. In a case like today's interview on opioids, it's sort of important to just keep good, solid information coming the whole time. But I do like to think that, it goes in an order for a reason. We want to start out by letting people know what this will be about, and we want to conclude with something that people can take away.
This might be a question like asking you about riding a bike. If you start thinking about riding a bike, about balancing, pedaling, watching out for cars, you might wreck, actually. But how do you listen, which you must do, while keeping an eye on the time, which you also must do, and also thinking about where you're going to go with the next question? How's that work?
I've been doing it for a long time, and it takes a while to learn how to do it. The time is helpful because, especially in my home studio, there are clocks all around me and there's music to cue me. And then the most important thing really is listening to what someone else is saying so that the next question follows reasonably cogently on the statement that came before. If you don't listen, you get something that feels pretty disjointed and you lose that kind of narrative arc that I was talking about.
You have a theme song, and it's very distinctive, and that's for a reason, so that we know when we hear it, we know that it's Think we're talking about. But I'd like to play a few seconds of it and then ask you about it. So when we hear this, we think. How did it come about?
Our founding producer, Jeff Whittington, is also a gifted musician, and he decided that he would go home and write it for us because at the time we really didn't have a budget to hire an outside musician. Jeff not only composes music, but he's a very talented player, and he did the whole thing and I think laid multiple tracks and put them all together, and we've been using it ever since.
Well, our compliments to him. What about doing this, Chris, do you enjoy the most?
I love connecting with people and with ideas. My whole job is doing research and sort of engaging with content that people are very passionate about. And then I get to talk to the people who have written these books or studied these things or made this their life's work. Their passion is incredibly infectious. Being around people who love what they do and feel like there's great meaning in it, no matter what it is they do, is really exciting.
We really appreciate that you have brought this show to Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm just wondering how you found your time here in Kentucky.
I can't wait to come back. I would love to come here for a few days with my husband, and we're about to be empty nesters, so expect to see me around these parts again.
Chris Boyd, host of Think, airing at 2 p.m. on weekday afternoons here on WEKU. I'm Tom Martin.